T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
My dear supporters, it is with deep regret, but also with deep gratitude, that I am suspending our campaign today. But I want to be clear with you. I am still very much in this fight, and I will keep fighting every day for what this campaign has been about.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
Can we all just take a moment to appreciate the implosions at the top of the Democratic ticket for president? Just for a moment. That's all I'm asking. Implosions and explosions, none of which has been bigger so far than Kamala Harris's crash landing yesterday. Think about this, folks. Inside the kumbaya dreamland that is the liberal mind, Kamala Harris was the dream candidate. She checked just about every box except LGBTQXYZ. She was potentially the first Jamaican, American, Indian, female presidential candidate who could also falsely claim to be African American. She was a prosecutor. She was a senator. She was a friend of Hill and Bill. And most importantly, she was in the inner circle of Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett.
Oh, great Odin's raven.
So why did she fall flat on her face? Well, you know, to hear her tell it, it's because Democratic voters must be misogynistic, racist a-holes. What else could it be, really? I mean, she's out of central casting for the diversity party. So my question to you is, does any of this sound familiar?
An identification with the Republican Party and a sort of ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever, believes you should.
Must be race. It must be gender. There's got to be some excuse why Kamala Harris couldn't win. This ego trip on the left is monumental. And it's what they fundamentally misunderstand about Americans. We don't care about your color or your gender as long as we could have a little bit of proof that you've got a shred of common sense in your head. And you aren't making decisions for this country based simply on your race or pandering to the next voting bloc or offering money to get elected. Liberals are freaking out that this race now will carry on in the face of these Democratic debates with a predominantly white and older crowd. Go to cut 24, please.
It's a sad state of affairs to have 6 white candidates on stage, many of whom don't necessarily speak with black women who are the powerhouse voters. And we're at this moment where we went from the most diverse set of candidates in the history, certainly my lifetime, to an all-white state.
That's the founder of She the People, in case you're wondering who that is. This is what they don't get. In the end, none of it matters. If the person elected is truly working in the best interest of America, not Asian Americans or Hispanic Americans or African Americans or European Americans or female Americans or whatever fake hyphenated group you can get stoned and dream up. The Democratic Party is such a disparate group of radical fringe ideologies, each with their own narrow interest, driving them. They've lost track of what the presidency's all about. 2020 is going to be the culmination of this insanity. So listen just for a moment as I wrap up here to the best and the brightest that the Democrats are offering you in 2020.
So I took my mother to see Deep Throat. La situación ahora es inaceptable. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable. Voy a cambiar este.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
You know, you have a lot of kids graduating college, can't find jobs. That's what happened in Cairo. That's what happened in Madrid. You don't want those kinds of riots here. But it is people that aren't sharing.
Just a little sample of the insanity the Democrats are offering you in 2020.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.